We're summarizing what we saw in the Netivot Shalom. Yaakov Avinu sends word to Esav and says, "In the Van Galti." We said there are two understandings offered by Rashi that seem to be contradictory. One understanding is, I was just a ger, don't worry, I didn't get anywhere. The blessings aren't up on me, the blessings didn't work, I'm still a simple person, don't fear. The other understanding seems to be the exact opposite. I've lived with Lavan. I've kept my the Taryag Mitzvos and Lavan Garti. Yeah, I'm reviewing the Netivot Shalom and Im Lavan Garti. I've lived with Lavan and kept the Taryag Mitzvos, and if you want to take me on, I'm ready for you. So Yaakov's scared. He divides everyone into two camps. What's going on here? So he said that we can understand this, that this is representative of a person's contentions with the Yetzer Hara. That the Yetzer Hara can attack a person in two different ways. And there are two ways that a person can stand up to him. We know that a battle that's fought on two fronts is more dangerous. And that's why Yaakov was scared. What were the two fronts that the Yetzer Hara was taking him on? The first front is the simple front. That the Yetzer Hara tries to seduce him to doing all kinds of things that he would ordinarily covet, he would desire. And that a person can fight him with. When the Yetzer Hara attacks him with that, so that the response to that is Sur Mira Vaaseh Tov. Right? Sur Mira, you turn away from the bad, you turn away with strength, and you do good, you deal with Torah. That's the Torah Tavlin. That's what the Gemara in Kiddushin says. The Torah is the spice that contends with the Yetzer Hara. So that's one type of Yetzer Hara, and that's the response. Then the Yetzer Hara comes around with the second type of fight. And the second type of fight is that he comes like Achi, like my brother. Meaning Yaakov was worried about Achi, my brother, and Esav. Esav is when he's head on, he's fighting me, he's vicious. That's the Yetzer Hara that's head on, that's vicious. Then there's the Yetzer Hara that's Achi, that says, hey, we're brothers. And that's Yetzer Hara that seems to play along with the performance of mitzvot and tries to stick into the performance of mitzvot, Gaava, that a person has partiality and he has other intentions when he's performing mitzvot. He thinks about how great he is and how great people will think he is. And the way to contend with that Yetzer Hara is that one works on the Midata Anava. Yes? And he said that with this we could understand that Esav initially came full force against Yaakov, and it says he hugged him. He wanted to take him on with his force. He saw he couldn't. So then he kissed him. And that kiss, Chazal say, was a bite. Meaning when I connect, the fact that he wanted to connect with Yaakov was really to bring him down, like the Yetzer Hara that goes along with us and says, yeah, do the mitzvah, do it, good, learn Torah, and now be proud of yourself. Now stick in improper thoughts together with the performance of the mitzvahs. So Yaakov, in contending with the Yetzer Hara, divides the people into two camps. He says, there'll be those of you that work on Anava, and those are going to contend with the Yetzer Hara of Gaava, that's Achi, that tries to penetrate the performance of mitzvot. And then there'll be those of you that work on the Sur Mira, turning away from bad. And that requires its own strength. Because sometimes the Yetzer Hara tries to bring us down with saying, just like the wife of Potiphar said, Vatitpesel bivigdo, she grabbed him where he had already been rebellious. And she says to him, look, you've already done so many sins, so you have to stand up strong. Stand up with Torah, stand up and turn away from the mitzvos. Turn away from the averos. Sur Mira vaaseh tov. So we're dealing on two fronts. There's the front that the Yetzer Hara tries to seduce him. And sometimes he tries to seduce him by telling him, look, what have you already, what are you fighting me for? You've sinned so much. And then he tries to put us down. So then we fight him back and we say, no, I'm not going to do this. Sume Rava Seitov, I will learn Torah, that's the spice. And sometimes we have to fight him. Part of that fight is the strength to say, yes, I am worth something. You know how great I am. You know how many mitzvahs I've done. You can't pull me down. That's what Yosef tells the wife of Potiphar. There's no one here greater than me. I'm the greatest one God created here. You know how many mitzvahs I did? You're going to make me do this avera? No way. So that's part of the front fighting the Yetzer Hara head on. Then there's the front that fights the Yetzer Hara when the Yetzer comes in the roundabout way like a brother and says, now, okay, you do the mitzvos. He doesn't tell you don't do it. He doesn't tell you you're worthless and don't do it. He says, no, you do the mitzvos. You're so great. You're a great person. Look at how many mitzvos you're performing. And then he tries to bring a person down with the gava within the mitzvot. And for that Yetzer, the fight is the other camp, the camp of anava. And the at first glance, it would seem that these two fights with the Yetzer are contradictory. How could you on the one hand say, you can't pull me down, look at how many mitzvot I perform, and then on the other hand, when he tells you, yeah, look how great you are, you say, no, what am I? So he says, yes, you have issues like ahava and yira, that between two human beings in the physical world, they're contradictory. If you really love me, then you don't have to be scared of me. If you're really scared of me, then you can't really love me. In our world, they would be. Which one are you? Are you scared of me or do you love me? If there's real love between us, then there shouldn't be fear. A wife whose husband beats her, so she's scared of him. Does she really love him? I mean,
you're your father and you love your father.
Oh, so I was wondering what Ben-Tivot Shalom would do with that. Mm-hmm. I can't answer on his behalf. We have to understand that Ishimo Aviv Tirau is not the same thing as we think of fear. It doesn't say you have to be scared he'll hit you. It's not that type of fear. It's a respect. Yira in our terminology is not Ishimo Vavitirao. What's Ishimo Vavitirao halachically? You don't sit in his place. What the Torah calls Yira, we would call respect.
Yeah, exactly. No,
and Yira's Shemaim over here, I think, is not respect, it's fear. So he gives that as an example. By the same token, he says, in Avodat Hashem, in our service of Hashem, this too is not contradictory. The fact that a person, on the one hand, he contends with one Yetzer Hara by saying, no, I'm not worthless. I am performing mitzvot. You can't pull me down. And I will not be seduced to do the avirot. Su merav asei tov bitkifut. That's one aspect. Another aspect is, wait a second. Don't pull me down in my performance of mitzvot and make me into Baal Gava. No, I will have anava in my performance of mitzvot and working on the anava. That is really the shlemut. That is really the wholeness in the performance of mitzvot. And he said that when a Jew takes complete anava, then the sitra acha, the other side, can't take a hold of him. And he brought a famous story that when there was the earthquake in Tzfat about 70 years ago, so the Rebbe from Abrich said to everyone, hit the ground. So everyone lay flat on the ground, and everyone who was with him wasn't hurt. So they asked him afterwards, why'd you tell everyone to do it? How'd you save everyone? So he said, I saw that the stones weren't flying the way stones usually do. Ordinarily, stones fly from top down. Here, right. Here, I saw that stones were going across in the air. Stones were flying horizontally, not vertically. So I told everyone hit the ground. I realized that when the stones are flying horizontally, then that means it's the sitracha. This isn't something natural that's happening here. We feel it like an earthquake, but it's not natural. And the sitracha can't take hold of a Jew when he flattens himself to the ground. When a Jew makes himself with anava and he hits the ground, he says, I'm nothing, I'm a servant of Hashem. So then the sitracha can't take hold of him. So when a person has to contend with that yetzerah, so for sure he does it with anava. And that's why when Yaakov sends word to Esav and he says, Im Lavan Galti, and he's giving both messages. On the one hand, I'm not anything great. I was just a sojourner by Lavan. On the other hand, I kept Taryag Mitzvos. Those are two ways of contending with the two types of the yetzerah. And when we say he split the nation to two camps, it doesn't mean he literally said, you guys work on this trait, you guys work on that trait. But rather, he taught them the two ways to contend with Esav. That within each person, you should split yourself into two camps. On the one hand, to take Esav head on the other hand, the strength of Anava, to save oneself from the Yetzer Hara, which is Esav presenting himself as the brother, the Yetzer Hara presenting himself as, hey, we're pals, let's do this together, when the thought is really to bring him down. And that's why when he saw that he was faced with this fight, the fight on two fronts, Miyad Achi, Miyad Esav, then Vayera Yaakov Eyetzalo. That's when he was very, very scared, because he said, I'm being attacked on two fronts, will I last? And Baruch Hashem, he did. He prepared himself for war on both fronts, and he won the war on both fronts. Clear?